are listening to Harp Talk. I am your host, Patrice Fisher. We are here in New Orleans with harpist Sue Richards. Sue Richards is an internationally known harpist, teacher, arranger, and composer. She has traveled the world performing as a soloist at the Somerset and Edinburgh Harp Festivals. Sue has recorded dozens of CDs and published many books of arrangements and original music for harp. She recently came to New Orleans to give a series of concerts and workshops at local libraries and hospitals. It was our pleasure to work with her and enjoy her elegant music. You are listening to The Rights of Man, performed by harpist Sue Richards. Sue, can you tell us a little bit about your musical background?
My musical background started when I was in kindergarten, and my kindergarten teacher was also a piano teacher, so I took piano lessons from her for several years until I was about 11 years old, when my father went out and bought a pedal harp and brought it home and said, "Here, you're going to have harp lessons. Isn't this great?" Our local town, Norwalk, Ohio, used to have a concert series, and the Angel Airs would come through and give concerts every year. And I'm pretty sure that's where my father got inspired to give me harp lessons and buy a harp. And that was only 30 miles from Overland, Ohio. And so I started lessons with Lucy Lewis at Overland and took through high school. And then when I went to college at Ohio State, I continued lessons with Gene Harriman.
You are listening to Suki's Waltz, composed and performed by harpist Sue Richards.
To say about my work as an arranger. It's just something that comes very natural to me. It's something that I find hard to teach my students. If they bring arrangements to me, I can talk to them about what I like and what I don't like. But when I do it myself, I just kind of stream of conscious, the notes go onto the page, and I don't know how it happens. It's all a mystery to me.
You are listening to Mary O'Neill by Turlogh O'Carolan, performed by harpist Sue Richards.
Say about teaching is that I really love doing it. That, you know, it's such a cliche, but I learn as much from my students as they do from me. I just love the moment when they have that aha moment happening. And for me, I think that's one of the things that I missed as a student myself, learning the pedal harp, was having any contact with with other people who played the harp. That's one of the things that I make a big effort to do, is that they can have contact with each other, they can learn from each other. It's just a great experience.
You are listening to Scottish Brawls, performed by Ensemble Galilee.
With a pedal harp. I was not comfortable playing in orchestras, and classical music was okay, but when I looked around me, I just fell in love with Irish, Scottish, Celtic music and knew that I wanted to play it. And it took a few years to sort of find the harp that I needed, but one day in the Whole Earth catalog, there were folk harps kits that were for sale, and I sent for a kit and had a friend put it together and started playing folk harp. And at the same time, I discovered Irish sessions going on every week at the local alternative bookstore, and I started dragging that harp to those sessions and learned how to play, learned how to back up, and never looked back.
Listening to Out on the Ocean, performed by harpist Sue Richards.
Advice to young harpists, harpers, is to look for the fun in the music, and don't be afraid to play in front of people, to play with other people, to play with other instruments. Just don't be afraid of it. You know, think about the things that you can do and get out there and do it.
You are listening to Fanny Power by Turlough O'Carolan, performed by harpist Sue Richards. Been listening to Harp Talk, which is produced by the North Shore and New Orleans chapters of the American Harp Society. This program was supported by grants from the American Harp Society and the Louisiana Division of the Arts, Office of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, as administered by the Arts Council of New Orleans. It is sponsored by Musicians for Music, the Dutch Alley Artists Co-op, and the Jefferson Parish Library. Audio and video production is by Carlos Valladares. I am your host, Patrice Fisher.